The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The facts on the vaccinations and the deaths are coming out. This is out of NA News, out of Europe. 1 million vaccinated Brits died suddenly in the past year. The government admits. This came out today. New data published by the UK government has revealed that 1 million COVID mRNA vaccinated citizens have died suddenly in the past year. Over the past 2 years, excess deaths in England, officials' data shows that there was a spike in sudden deaths almost exclusively amongst those fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The new government data shows that 1 million fully jabbed people in England have died since the start of 2022. The truth will come out. The facts will come out. You can't hide the truth. This is compared to 61,000 unvaccinated people in England. Yeah, period. One in three English people never received a single COVID injection. Based on the high number of excess deaths among the remaining two-thirds of the English people who received at least one COVID injection, one would expect there to be far more than just 61,000 unvaccinated deaths if COVID jabs are really safe and effective as claimed. As of July 2022, 30% of the population of England remained completely unvaccinated. 34% are only single jabbed, while the remainder are double but not triple jabbed. Based on all this, the vaccinated population of England accounted for 95% of all COVID deaths between January and May 2023. This is coming out of Europe, but you don't have it really front page news in the United States. The vast majority of all COVID deaths in England, around 80%, have occurred among the quadruple vaccinated. The quadruple vaccinated also account for 83% of all COVID deaths among those who received at least one COVID injection. Ever since July 2021, at the height of Operation Warp Speed, the vaccinated have far surpassed the unvaccinated in terms of death. And this is true among every age group. Between July 2021 and May 2023, a whopping 94% of all deaths in England occurred in people who were COVID jabbed at least one time, at least once. Conversely, 6% of all deaths during that same time, period occurred in the unvaccinated. 6% in the unvaccinated. The Lord Jesus did say in the Gospels, what is hidden will be revealed. What is unknown will be found out. You can't hide the truth. I read that. I follow as much as I can. I try to follow as much as possible what has happened with these individuals that had vaccinations. I know relatives that have had vaccinations that are no longer with us. Friends that have been vaccinated refuse to believe that they just accepted. I used to work with, went into one of the stores I used to work for, and I asked one of the employees. There were fire trucks outside and the paramedics, but the lights weren't on, but they were out front. I went in, asked this employee that I worked with, Jerry, said, "Hey, what's going on?" He goes, "Oh, the young girl with the purple hair, remember her?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I do." "Well, she went to lunch, the lunchroom, came out of the lunchroom, fell over on her face. They think she got a concussion. She's dead." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Did she?" And then he told me the day before she got the vaccination, another vaccination. And the paramedics, when they got there, they couldn't revive her. They couldn't get her to respond. This is before paramedics arrived. The employees tried to turn her over, make her comfortable, but she was already dead. It's happening all around us. It's just a now fact of life. Fact of life. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50 Cent Tree Sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
things are rapidly changing, it's hard to follow everything, to stay on top of all the news in the political world, and with the vaccinations, the sicknesses, with the destruction of food processing plants, the poultry, the bird flu, the duck flu, the chicken flu, the goose flu. Oh, that's a good one. The goose flu. The poultry, cattle. Now you have wasting, diseases coming back. It's very difficult to follow everything. But because of the way in which we are able to, we have access to media. Fake news, alternative news, Twitter, X Twitter, Facebook still. Because of all the different ways in which we can receive our news, you almost have to spend 4 hours a day just to stay on top of everything. Well, I picked up some articles. The COP28 with this new environmental laws, the green agendas, climate summit. Then there's Anthony, the ex-Catholic Fauci, who doesn't practice religion. Why should he? He's not a Christian. He believes in God, but he's at war with God. He's at war with mankind. Fauci explains why he doesn't need church anymore. It's as arrogant as you would think. This is by Nick Arama. This was 2 days ago out of Red State News. We should take the DR out of... We should eliminate the doctor from Anthony Fauci's resume. Well, just put it this way. Anthony Fauci did an interview with BBC's KDK. During the interview, Fauci and Kay were walking down the hallway of a building. Suddenly, he pointed out to her the Catholic chapel where he was married. But then he revealed he didn't go there anymore, and that practicing was a thing that I don't really need to do. He doesn't have to practice his nominal Catholic faith. He's a nominal Christian in name only. For a number of complicated reasons. First of all, I think that my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. Well, the right path to hell. Anthony on the right path, Fauci. I think there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church, he continued. He noted that Kay was very well aware of these things without naming them. I'm not against it, Fauci explained. I identify myself as a Catholic. And we in the Christian world identify him as a nominal Christian, just in name only. He says, I was raised, I was baptized, I was confirmed, I was married in the church. My children were baptized in the church. But now my own personal ethics on life, I think, are enough to keep me going on the right path. On the right path to hell, Fauci. It's my opinion. As far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing I don't really need to do. Well, the Bible says that once a person becomes a believer in Jesus Christ, it's the beginning of a path, a lifelong walk with God. But Fauci doesn't need it because he may not have ever had the initial beginning, starting line walk with God. So the writer of the story, Nick Erema, he says, "Wow, the arrogance of this guy is something else. He's not just talking about whatever the negative aspects are. He's saying his own personal ethics are enough. So he thinks he doesn't need the church. It isn't something he needs to do." Talk about the narcissism here. The guy who thinks he is science seems also to think he's religion as well. Now remember the history of the Fauci family. They come from the Abyss family, A-B-Y-S-S. The Abbeys, they like to say the Abbeys, but it's actually spelled Abyss, A-B-Y-S-S. Back to the 1600s, the family crown was a snake crawling up a pole with a child. It's an occult symbolism with the family, shield. It's an occult family shield. The Faucis have always been, generation to generation, involved in the occult. Anthony is involved in the occult. He is a member, I believe, I'm trying to remember, of Pilgrim Society. He's been lauded by Pilgrim Society, by Freemasons, Skull and Bones, all of the occult secret societies, Jesuits. They laud him. They fawn after him. There, many in the occult actually are envious of Anthony Fauci. Because in the occult, these individuals, they keep number of the, they keep track and number the victims that they murder. Some of the others that took great pride in the slaughter of thousands, tens of thousands, even millions of people. Mao, Hitler, now Fauci's on that list. How many people have lost their lives to the science, Anthony Fauci's science, his religion? Henry Kissinger, the Bushes, senior and junior, the Rockefeller Clintons, William and Hillary. These are my observations. It's the way I see it, using the background of the Bible, principles in the Bible. You see in the Bible, there are the cultures that must sacrifice, have blood sacrifice to their idols, to their gods. And throughout history, we see the Mayans, the Incas, the religions of Asia, of Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, of Africa, South America, the islands, and America. So he says that Fauci goes on to say that it's just to state on Face the Nation in November, quote, "They're really criticizing science because I represent the science. That's dangerous, he says. So he represents the science of death. As Senator Rand Paul stated, it was Fauci who's the dangerous one. The absolute hubris of someone claiming they represent science. It's astounding and alarming that a public health bureaucrat would even think to claim such a thing, especially one who has worked so hard to ignore the science of natural immunity. This is what Paul tweeted after Fauci's Face the Nation interview. Now we can see how deep that hubris reaches with his remarks about religion. And the article ends with, Joe Biden is the same way. He's a Catholic, but nominal Christian Catholics, you have in the Catholic churches, the Greek churches, all assemblies, you have the true believers in Jesus Christ, the true faithful. Then you have the nominal, those who claim to be Christian, claim to be people of the faith, but they are just in name only, nominal. So I thought that was very interesting about not a Dr. Anthony Fauci, about this individual who he is Mr. Science himself. Mr. Science Fauci. Mr. Not Ever Walking with God Through His Lifetime Fauci. No need to. Then over the weekend, Elon Musk, he befriended Alex Jones. Alex Jones was unfriended by Twitter before Elon Musk bought Twitter, which is now X. But Elon Musk has restored Alex Jones back to the Twitter or to X. SpaceX. And you know, in an article I've been reading, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com for today's article. It was saying that it's interesting comparing Zuckerberg, Mark Rockefeller, Greenberg, Rockefeller Zuckerberg to Elon Musk. Elon Musk supposedly is the wealthiest man in America. Not true. In the world, maybe. Not true. And Zuckerberg may be one of the wealthiest people in the world. Well, his family, the Rockefellers, yes. But Zuckerberg, he's very wealthy. So he restores Alex Jones back to X. I don't know if Alex talked about it. Maybe he hasn't mentioned it on his program today. He may not have mentioned that he's been restored to X. I'm sure he has. We'll be back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
So I find it interesting, and I'll have to tell you why I find it interesting and what it is. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going to just focus on these two people for a second. And I'll bring in Henry Kissinger and I'll bring in Donald Trump. In the world, in the Bible, there are principles. In the time of the pharaohs of Egypt, the principle was that Egypt was in the structure of the pharaohs from generation to generation. It was a closed system. No one could be pharaoh unless they were born into the line of the pharaohs. They had to be born into the lineage of into that line of these powerful people. It wouldn't change. You can't change it. God did change it when the children of Israel left Egypt to go into the wilderness at the time of Moses, and then God destroyed Pharaoh and his armies. But in that closed system, no one from outside was ever allowed in. You couldn't go into the royal palace. You couldn't be in the system, the system of government control in Egypt. But there was a young Hebrew boy by the name of Joseph who was betrayed by his brothers, and he was sold to slavery, and he ended up in prison in Egypt. And Pharaoh had a dream, and most of you know the story. I don't want to go into it. But he had a dream that he couldn't interpret. Well, Joseph was in prison, and there was a butler who remembered that this boy in prison, Joseph, interpreted two dreams. A dream that the baker had and the butler had. And he told Pharaoh about the baker and the butler and the dream, the dreams, and how Joseph interpreted those dreams. Pharaoh called Joseph, Pharaoh told Joseph about the dream. It was a dream about 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Through that dream, through the sovereign hand of God, Joseph became the second power in the kingdom of Egypt, and it was put in his hand to take the grain that would be plentiful in the 7 years of plenty and store it for the 7 years of famine or dearth. So Joseph was not born into a closed system, but God, through events, put Joseph and was sovereign to put Joseph with the king riding second chariot. He was allowed in a closed system. 300 and something years later, Moses, just a boy who was forced to be abandoned, but ended up raised by Pharaoh's daughter. Moses now, through the sovereign hand of God, is in a closed system. Hang with me. I'm going to talk about Donald Trump. I'm going to talk about Elon Musk. I'm going to talk about Zuckerberg. I'm going to talk about Henry Kissinger. This principle I'm presenting applies to these individuals. Moses ends up as Pharaoh's son in a closed system. Moses was going to be Pharaoh of Egypt. But because of things beyond his control, he ends up being forced out of Egypt into the desert. Now, Daniel, another account. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invades Israel, takes all the young men, puts the young men in the brightest. He employs them as slaves, but they basically are put, they're put in positions to help run the kingdom. And Daniel eventually is high up in the Babylonian political and power structure. He's in a closed system. So now we have the United States of America. And you have the elite people of the world, the wealthy people of the world that have ruled the world for thousands of years in Europe and here in the last couple of 250 years here in America, especially the last 120, 30 years. A closed system. Donald Trump wins the election 2016, which he was not supposed to win. He is in a system that is closed to outsiders. Ronald Reagan, you can say, was an outsider, but he really wasn't. He was someone in the system that just was disliked. But he did win the election, but it's not the same principle as Donald Trump. Donald Trump ended up becoming president of the United States in a closed system, a system that has checks, it has balances. You can't become president in a closed system, but he did become president. Henry Kissinger is born in Europe, and he's ends up in the United States of America. But because of his abilities, he wasn't born into the world of the elites, the families of this country. But because of his abilities, he was used by the, so let's say, pharaohs of this country, and he was employed by them because he was gifted and he had vision and he had abilities, occult abilities, which the occult families in this country, they like people that have powerful occult abilities. And they hire these people, they put them to use. They put them to work, not to use. They use them for their purposes, they put them to work. Kissinger, very gifted in things of the other world, very powerful as a presence. Even during the time of the oil embargoes, many of the leaders of the Arab nations did not want to meet with Henry Kissinger because they said, quote, he will mesmerize us and we will agree to his plans. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, will be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. You guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to TheFreedomPeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
So that you can maybe understand these individuals in this country and the war against them, the great war against Donald Trump, he is not an insider. There's another term a friend of mine years ago, great friend, he used a term that these people that go to the casinos that play 100,000 or millions of dollars at a time. They're called, I guess they call them whales. Well, the principle of whales, actually, whales, they can go places that other fish can't go, that sharks can't go. They swim in a world of their own. They go into, they don't know really how deep they can go. They can go deep and they can't track them. They go underwater and they disappear and come up in south of the equator. This is the principle in the Bible. There is a system of power like whales that it is a closed system. No one is allowed into that system. I'll give you a modern example. A movie, Eyes Wide Shut. An occult world of very powerful, powerful, wealthy occult individuals, families. It is a closed system. You can't be part of that system. If you end up in that system, you're probably going to die. Donald Trump ended up in a system like the system of Eyes Wide Shut. And in that system, if anyone believes in Jesus Christ, the vindictiveness is going to intensify, like exponentially. This is why the hatred, the deep, deep hatred against Donald Trump by the people in that closed system, in the political world, in this country, but not just the political world, the structure of power with dynasties, with families. Mark Zuckerberg, he fits in because he was born into the lineage of this very powerful family, the Rockefeller family. And so he is befriended by not only the family members all the way to the hundreds of tens of thousands of them, but in the other families that rule alongside with the Rockefeller family. So he's accepted. Elon Musk. Now, is Elon Musk, has he been allowed in a closed system? The only one that can allow and put people in the closed systems is God. And God will do it in his sovereignty. Joe Kennedy was very powerful. But Joe Kennedy was an outsider. He wasn't born into a closed system. He was allowed in that closed system because of his wealth and his influence, his power. Because of that, he was allowed in that system. But he had to swear allegiance to the secret societies, especially the Pilgrim Society, and he was allowed in. But his son, John Kennedy, was not a Pilgrim Society member and was president of this country. And John Kennedy, I believe, had a change of heart, a change in his conscience, an awakening, so to speak, and he had to be assassinated. Who assassinated him is one thing. Who gave the orders to assassinate him? That is the question. Was it the CIA? They were involved. Was it the military? They were involved. Everybody that we know of was involved. But also, I believe that the orders came from a secret society based in London and New York called Pilgrim Society. Because this society, the two working together in Europe and in America, together had the ability to control the world and to put together and to devise a plan to rule the world. And eventually the shift in power would end up in the United States. I believe that this group of secret these individuals in this society gave the order. How it was carried out was probably many different ways, many different people. Elon Musk is in a closed system, and they don't like him in a closed system, and they want to destroy him like they're just trying to destroy Donald Trump. He is not in the lineage of these families, but God has allowed him in, and there is nothing that these people in this closed system, there's nothing they can do to stop him. They can try to destroy him, discredit him, assassinate him. But the thing is this, they know the rules, the cosmic laws. They don't get it all. They have to share. We'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I can read these articles, but in a sense they don't make sense. But because I realize that with these spiritual principles in the Bible that God has placed there for us to not only see but to understand, this is why if you can understand what I'm presenting about closed systems, you can understand why Donald Trump is so hated, why Elon Musk is so hated. So this is why in a closed system like Eyes Wide Shut in the movie, you're not allowed in. These people are not allowed in. Joseph should never have been allowed to be in any type of a power position in Egypt or Daniel in Babylon or Moses in Egypt or Donald Trump in the United States of America as president or Elon Musk in the biggest network as far as, you know, Twitter is huge. He's not allowed. But God is sovereign, and God will put people in closed systems when he wants. The Apostle Paul, he ended up in a system with the Pharisees. He was a rabbi. He was very powerful in the religion, Judaism at that time. And you, in those days, no one was allowed in a closed system of the Pharisees and Sadducees. It's the same today in the religious world, in Judaism, in New York City, and in Israel. It's a closed system. People are not allowed in it. You have to be, from generation to generation to generation, you have to be family to be allowed in these closed systems. Elon Musk, he's going to have a hard time, but cosmic laws. He has to be allowed to function in that system. The verse I'll give you is Christ said that the sun rises on the just and the unjust, or on the good and the evil. And rain falls on the just and the unjust. So the wicked people, they get rain to fall on their crops. And the sun comes up on them daily. But they don't get it all. The sun must also rise on the good, and the rains must fall on the righteous. Must fall on the righteous people. The wicked are not fair. They don't play by the rules. They get away with whatever they can get away with. But God is sovereign. He likes to mock them. In 2016, he mocked the rulers of America. He mocked them. And they knew it. And they hate God even more for that. And they hate Donald Trump more for that. Are they going to assassinate Trump? I don't think God will allow it personally. Time will tell. Are they going to try to assassinate Musk and hinder him and keep him from presenting and allowing Alex Jones, for example, back on X? Well, so far, he's making a lot of waves. But if he's been allowed into that system, into that world, then there's nothing they can do about it. For today, Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Wait, stop.